Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Istanbul was Constantinople. They Might Be Giants song that I just thought of. Like, I was like thinking, what's a song that you could put trend in? And that one occurred to me. I'm very tired, Miles.
I love it.
I am Jack, though. Mm-hmm. I am Jack, though. And nailed you are it. Miles. Mm-hmm. And hey, let's tell the people some things that are trending, eh? Websites down. The internet down. Dozens.
That's just a Google search term? Websites down?
Yeah. Let me see exactly how they had it, because it was like the number two.
Internet Google outage trending. Is what I see.
Internet outage. Website down is my way of putting that.
Exactly. Get Gerard Butler in here.
Yeah, but apparently dozens of consumer websites, the biggins, the big boys, including Amazon, American Express, ever heard of it? Ooh. Maybe. Yes. Home Depot. Yeah, bro. And don't even get me started on Delta and Expedia, because they were also down. But yeah, it was just I think it was a DDS attack or a DDS DDoS. Issue. DDoS.
Mm-hmm.
Or DNS, actually. Some other combination of letters that begins with D. And this actually happened within the same couple days as Russia disconnecting their entire country from the global internet as part of like a military drill. They disconnected the entire nation as part of this test of what they called the sovereign internet law, which is basically like Vladimir Putin can just control everybody's mind.
Yeah. They're like, nope, you're not getting any outside info. Not on Putin's green internet.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. If you could just turn the internet off tomorrow, would you do it?
Yeah. And I'd invest in bookstores.
Yeah.
Well, give me a chance to make some investments before. I mean, let's be real, Jack. If we're really going to play this out like proper American business people, we need to figure out what everyone's going to pivot to once we shut off the internet.
Yeah. I feel like there's some good things that have come from it, but the second era of Robert Barons.
We need the ability to communicate quickly. I think that is good. Like the ability to just be like, hey, like come outside, rather than like I'll leave a message on their landline when it's a terrible emergency.
Yeah.
That aspect, I like the other stuff. I mean, God, fuck it. Like I'll go to the video store. I'll fucking I'll fucking rent shit.
Super producer Brian's pointing out, you know, Cuba, they sell flash drives with content on it. Mm-hmm. I used to laugh at them, but now I envy them. They were right to just sit this one out.
Or, you know, the sanctions and embargoes kind of.
Yeah, that probably didn't help, but I don't know, man. This I'm at a new low in terms of just my energy, my willingness to deal with the bullshit that's getting spread on social media with the anti-vaxxer stuff. Having to talk to an anti-vaxxer who was treating me like I was closed-minded. Can't do it.
Oh,
can't
so you don't want to wait. So you're not going to let me put you at risk or your kids? Right.
That's just your opinion, man. I have opinions too. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes. Your wife's a doctor. So doctors are wrong a lot.
Jesus. I'm like, okay, fool. Please.
Please.
Thank you.
Please. Goodbye. Goodbye. Cause
it's not about facts. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's your ideology. So stop trying to make a fact-based argument about something that is just purely this is your ideology. It's not about a fact. You just refuse to sit at the table of vaccinations. Mm. That's what I say. I would respect someone more if they just said, dude, I'm just so scared. Like,
exactly.
Something happened to me. I'm just so scared that something happened. I'm like, well, okay, there's a way forward through that. But if you're like, have you read this and then this and then this? And that's why, because if you know, Fauci used to play basketball with this guy. And it's like, okay, please, you don't just, I don't need to hear it, dude.
Basketball.
Like, fuck off.
Fauci was a good athlete, right?
Apparently. I mean, he looked the part, at least.
Yeah, man. Kavanaugh is trending. So what's going on with this? It's some FBI investigation that didn't do the whole thing.
What's going on? Remember that?
Who's this guy?
Confirmation.
Suddenly, I'm going through a thing today where every conservative's name sounds ridiculous to me. The fact that, like,
what are you, Mark? What are you,
Jim? Mark? Kevin? Greg?
what are you, Brett?
Kevin?
Kevin Brett Kavanaugh. If you remember, his confirmation hearing was a total nightmare and disaster when Christine Blasey Ford had allegations of his like assault when they were in high school. And many people were like, yeah, this dude was kind of a creep. And they said, okay, we're going to get the FBI to do an investigation just so everybody feels good about, you know, confirming this other conservative justice. And then we can move on. And it turns out that FBI investigation was just basically a fucking, just a sham. The FBI basically admitted that the investigation, like, into the claims against Brett Kavanaugh weren't really meaningfully pursued because it was only empowered to talk to people that were approved by the Trump White House.
Wow.
So,
did we know that at the time? I remember being slightly suspicious of this FBI investigation that cleared him, but
we knew a lot of people were like, I tried to talk to the FBI, or like, I had a lot to say, and they were like, and I didn't hear until later, and or it would be like, well, was that okay, cool, thanks FBI, what, oh okay. But yeah, now that we're actually, I think now understanding that, you know, as you know, predictable as it is, that it was the Trump White House that was completely tying that up. So and here
we
are.
The thing that's stuck in my memory is, I think, as I think back on that, is his performance where, like, he was getting kind of like indignant and weepy, but the thing he was like getting his heart into was that he liked to drink beer with his boys in high school. That's such a weird look.
Please.
Like, just absent context thinking back on that. Like, he's like, I like beer, man. Yeah. Just so.
Okay, geez. Just,
all right, okay.
But like, look at us. We've allowed this person to be making decisions that affect millions.
Hey, shout out to Brett.
Yeah.
I have some cold ones with Brett. Activision is trending for having just a general workplace environment that would have been befitting for Kavanaugh and his high school friends. It sounds like very fratty and horrible.
Toxic, retaliation, just all kinds. There's a person whose like nude photographs were being shown at like a Christmas party.
Jesus Christ.
And led to a lot. This, I mean, the whole seeing like what the complaint is from this, like the state of California is suing Activision. Like, that's what's happening. Because the body that oversees, like, employment things and disputes like that, they did their own investigation. Like, okay, so this is what we're suing them for because we've seen a lot of terrible things. And Activision sort of like, oh my God, I mean, this is not Activision at all. Like, it was very, you know, a corporate press release when they're in trouble without, you know, acknowledging anything, but acknowledging that it's bad. So yeah,
that's, this is the makers of the Call of Duty games. Is that their
main? And Blizzard that does World of Warcraft. So it's a lot, and it's really disturbing. Like, a lot of the stuff in there, just like the, it was apparently a bad place for women to work.
Jesus.
And I think only 20% of the employees there are like women. And the state of California just said, okay, well, now we have to sue you to get these damages, and then we will move forward from there.
It's not a mistake that the Trump movement started with a video game culture. Yeah, that's where Bannon first saw the seeds of Trump. The MAGA movement was in Gamergate.
And not to say like that's every gaming company, because there's definitely ones that, I mean, a lot of them more than anything probably overwork their developers to try and, you know, crunch out these games to make these like sort of launch dates. But yeah, I mean, like, very narrowly, there is definitely this pervasive misogynistic culture within gaming that, it seems that it's can be everywhere you look.
Mm. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry.
We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Donda is trending. That is the name of Kanye's mother. And it is also the name of his new album that is supposedly going to drop at midnight tonight. He has there's a big listening party in Atlanta, I believe. And there's even a photograph of him making the set list. And there are song names. Some of these we have heard, or we've heard one of the songs, so we know that the songs are real. So the reason I was skeptical was that this same thing happened last July, where he was like about to release an album in July 2020, and then that didn't happen. But hey, we all had fucked up 2020s, right?
Yep, exactly. And that Sha'Carri Richardson, like Beats by Dre commercial. That reveals that track. It sounds like, you know, you look at the titles, it seems like there's definitely some biblical vibes to it. I mean that last album, God, what a masterpiece. Although that did, I think it won a Grammy for like best contemporary Christian album. So I don't know. We'll see.
Jesus is King.
Yeah. He's packing out the Mercedes-Benz Arena or whatever that thing's called in Atlanta Stadium. For this listening party. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what the music that he's bringing is.
One thing that I gotta admit, capitalism has absolutely nailed is the naming conventions of arenas, because now we have no idea what arena anybody's talking about. Cause like the Mercedes
it'll change
Benz,
in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it'll change like halfway through the season. Like during the finals games in Phoenix, they were like, and here at the Footprint, which is what we're calling it now, is like as of a couple weeks ago, like it's just impossible. It has made stadiums feel that less iconic for sure.
Yeah, exactly. When things were just like, I mean, I don't know what it's hard now, because even like with soccer, they're like Arsenal used to play at Highbury. And it was just Highbury. And now it's the Emirates Stadium because of Emirates Airlines. Or, you know, in Manchester, there's like the Etihad for Etihad Airlines. And I just think of like, I was in D.C. a couple of years ago and walking around. And I'm like, wait, is it the MCI Center?
That's where it used to be.
The Verizon Center. Oh, wait, now it's the Capital One Arena.
Right.
it's like fucking mind blowing. But yeah, we can make these tangible objects have temporary names.
Why do we do that with arenas and nothing else? Like why, right? Like they don't give away the naming rights for other things, because that makes those things impossible. Like you can't communicate. Like it makes communication about those things impossible. Do we have other things like that where we're just like, yeah,
or a
that's
brand name.
Yeah.
It's only
that
like
car is not
shows.
Called Acura anymore. It's called the FedEx sports sedan.
The FedEx TSX. You're going to love it.
All right. Jordan Peele's name is trending because the title of his next movie has been announced. It's called Nope.
Nope.
And that is also the answer if you're seeking details. Because all we got is cast, Kiki Palmer, Daniel Kaluuya, and Steven Yeun. And as for other details, nope. Not telling you.
Nope. Don't worry about it. Sir. Don't worry about it. I mean, it's so far he hasn't missed. So Looking forward.
I mean, he barely missed as like on Key and Peele. Like,
yeah,
that dude, this dude just, what a genius.
I just know, like, whatever. It's just such a wild, like, colloquial title. Cause, you know, like, that's how we would be, like, just sort of flippantly being like, yo, there's an axe murder in there. And you're like, nope.
I'm off that. Right.
Will this change the way we title films to just be more conversational? Where like, there's like, you know, fucking Tyler Perry's, fuck that. You know, like just whatever it is. He's like, yeah, okay.
And then speaking of coming attractions, Dune, classic sci-fi novel. I feel like it's like the Lord of the Rings in terms of like its adherents really ride very, very hard for
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have not read it. The first trailer looked dope as fuck. I haven't seen the new trailer, but people say
it looks really good. Yeah. It looks good. I have a few friends who are super Dune heads, and they're always like, dude, like always getting mad about Dune shit. You know, like this sucks. That other one sucks. People think this one, fuck that. This one better be good. And this is like the first time from those hardcore Dune friends where they've been like sort of really reserved with their excitement. And they're like, yeah, no, okay, like, I'm feeling better. I like this. I like this. I like where this is going. So, I mean, fan or not, I just look at it and I'm like, the visuals look great. Having, you know, this cast of like Jason Momoa, Chalamet, Zendaya, fucking Javier Bardem, like Stellan Skarsgård. There's a lot of interesting characters in it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us for this Thursday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.